So your process as you go in to help someone determine the pricing, because that's, you know, on a listing, that's always a
That's the big deal. Yeah,
it's kind of a top of mind issue, right?
Right, it is.
And so, what you're saying is you have five different methods that you arrive at a bottom line number. So
right.
Walk me through those.
It's really fun. Especially,
I've never heard this before.
Well, it's really fun for me because I did develop it because I was a data analyst by trade.
It's the Straley valuation method.
All right.
And so,
I like that.
But it's awesome. Not, you know, real estate is unique, so it can't all be data driven.
Right.
Okay. So one of the blanks is in there when you walk through the house and you examine the uniqueness of the property in comparison to the rest of the market, then that gets its own valuation method.
What's the wow factor?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's a big selling.
The combination of, you know, if you put a blue toilet in the in the half bath.
Are you talking about my mom's house now?
Sorry, Rebecca. I don't know why that came to mind. But you know, all the combinations of the fun thing is you know, there's so many data points. But essentially, walking through the process, it's using some of the automated valuation methods. What do they say? Okay, mm-hmm. Using things called what I call price gaps, sweet spots, inventory, as the market changes, these things, they morph. Mm-hmm. And so are you in an inclining, declining? Are you in a price point that's been bought out? Are you in a price point that has little, you know, has a thin market? All those kind of things come into play. And if you don't put them into pricing, then what you're going to do is, because real estate is unique, the goal in real estate is to have multiple people interested in that property.
I like the inventory price gaps. That's always very entertaining to me, how Michael can find, if you're looking at a price range and it starts at like $205,000 and you know you're at the lower end of that at $205,000, how exciting is it to the public if you can price it at $200,000? And now you're at the very, you drop below where that gap is, and the public comes in and gets very excited about this property, and that's where we create the urgency. And it's counterintuitive to price at the lower end, but it can actually bring more money. And I think Michael has some more to say about that. Or
yeah.
Good. Yeah, it's based on the whole uniqueness, and everybody experiences that when you know go to a store. I would liken it to antique stores because they have, you know, they're not commoditized, and so if you go to an antique store and you see somebody pick up something that is a one of a kind, and then they put it back down, and you wanted it, you're going to go over there and grab it real quick, and you'll pay the price for it because you know if you put it back down, that other person's coming back to get it, and so you create that dynamic.
And so our goal is to have two people want it for $200,000.
Right.
And then one wants it for $205,000, $207,000, all of a sudden.
And you create a bidding process.
Yeah.
Instead of being at that $205,000 mark, we're likely to get the contract at $210,000.
Right, and in real estate talk, that's called an escalation clause, and that gets pretty exciting.